Greetings to each one today, in the name of Christ. This is Levi Stolzis sharing with you this week. As I pondered what would be a good thing to share on, I've considered, I did some studying on in Revelation 21 on the New Jerusalem in the past, and I thought maybe that would be something that I could share with you. Just as an encouragement to you, I know it's going to be a bit difficult for those that may just listen in on one message or maybe don't get all of the messages, because as we go through Revelation 21, there's a sequence of events that happen, and they kind of follow each other, and I think it's important to look at each event and see how it's going to happen and why it's happening, but I trust it can still be a blessing to each one. In Revelation 21, it talks about the New Jerusalem, and it gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like, what the afterlife will be for the believers in Jesus Christ. In Revelations chapter 6 through 18, it talks about the Great Tribulation. Then in Revelations 20, it talks about Satan being bound for the thousand-year reign. And then we come to the, in Revelations, the end of Revelation 7 through verse 10, we read about the final rebellion against God that has been quashed. And Satan has received his just punishment and eternity in the lake of fire. So there's events that are going to happen before this New Jerusalem comes. And then we come to the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise, which is in Revelation 21. So I'll just start reading there, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, where the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. It almost seems like there's a, in our words, it would be a demolition of something is happening. The new earth is passing away, and there will be no more sea. It's, I'm not sure what percent of the world is covered with water, but it's a very high percentage, and that's going to go away. It seems like he's making room for something very big. He's preparing a land. On our farm, we have a decent-sized tract of land that is swampland, and it's really not good for anything. And I've considered how I could drain that properly and use it for farmland or even to graze cattle on. And, I'd like to make use of this land. And here we see that something is going to happen. There's going to be something is going to pass away. The first heaven is the the skies that we see, many times the scripture talks about gazing into heaven or the heavens, and that's the universe, and that's going to pass away, and he's going to prepare something. And then verse 2 it says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, preparing as a bride adorned for her husband." Now, that verse there gave me tremendous joy, and I'd like to just share with you why it was such a joy to me. It says here, John saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, don't forget, we are the bride, and Christ is the groom. The groom is going to come down out of heaven for his bride. But here he just uses a word picture. He turns it around, how the bride, this new Jerusalem was coming down out of from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So don't get this confused. This is just a word picture. It's not, don't forget, we are the bride of Christ, and Christ is the groom. He will be coming for his bride. But as we look at this, it's a word picture of something beautiful coming down to meet the people. You know, at weddings, at our weddings, we have usually the groom will come, and he will come up front, and he will wait, and everybody just turns around and looks back because they know the bride is going to come walking down the aisle. Maybe her father will be bringing her down the aisle, but there's a moment you just cannot help but turn around in your seats and look back, because there she comes, all dressed in white and walking down the aisle to meet her lover. Well, John used that word picture to explain what God is going to do. See, God is not just going to wait up in heaven till we come up and meet him. Now, picture this. For those of you that are married, what would have happened if you would have asked your fiancé, your girlfriend, if she would like to get married? And she would say, yes, yes, I do. And you would say, good. But you would wait. You would just wait and wait till she comes to your church, till she comes to your house or wherever to get married. Well, you know, that wouldn't have set very well with her. No, as the groom, we ask her to get married, and now we go and meet her. We go to her church. We that's why the wedding is usually at their church, and this is the word picture that we have here. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. See, God is not just going to sit there and wait till we come up to him. He is so excited about coming down, if I can use that term. And the reason I can use that term is because that's exactly what Scripture says. The new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. See, God is actually going to come down. This new Jerusalem is going to come down. And I don't know. I don't know exactly how it's all going to happen. You know, I usually thought we would go up through, you know, we would die and we would go up through the universe, through space, through heaven, on up past outer space, and finally, boom, we get into heaven. But, you know, this gives a different picture. It gives a picture that God is actually, the love of God, he is so excited about meeting his bride. Remember, he is the groom, and he is going to come and meet his bride, his people. Jesus Christ is the groom, and he will come and meet his people. So let verse 2 just settle into your heart and just thrill you for a while as you meditate on that, the excitement that we see of God coming down and meeting us, because that's what it says. The holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So Lord bless you, and hopefully we can continue looking at Revelation 21 in the next few days and just getting a glimpse of this New Jerusalem.